This is Pastor Jim Crisson for the congregation of the Rock Springs Methodist Church. You may wonder who we are. The answer is a traditional, Christ-centered, Bible-based faith community, worshiping in the spirit of our Wesleyan heritage. We believe that Christ must be at the center of everything we think, say, and do. Our commandment from Him is to love one another. We believe that Scripture guides and informs our faith on a daily basis. We also look to the tradition of Methodism established by John Wesley as he walked his path of reformation and established a denomination based on grace. Our ministry reflects our call to follow Christ through mission, fellowship, study, and worship. You're invited to join us as we move forward in our faith journey. Please visit our website at rocksprings.umc.org or join us in worship 10:30 Sunday mornings at 1515 Eggers Street here in Rock Springs.
The following worship service was recorded live with Reverend Jimmy Crisson at Rock Springs First Methodist Church in Rock Springs, Wyoming.
Good morning. God bless you and welcome to worship this morning. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord, let people be drawn to your love and grace, to know your forgiveness and the joy of salvation. Let us join together in worship and praise, as this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Let us begin in a time of silence as we center our heart before God. Let us pray. Loving God, hear our hearts, the needs that are upon them, the things which we celebrate, the things which we abhor. Forgive us our sins. Strengthen us to live in love and mercy. Strengthen us to share the gospel message of hope, forgiveness, and love. Help us to not only be reconciled unto you through Christ, but through Christ to be reconciled one with another. Father, we realize that each one of us has the potential for great good, but at the same time, the opposite may be true. So, Father, keep us centered on you through Christ. Let your Holy Spirit lead us and guide us in all that we think, do, and say. And may everything we think, do, and say be to honor and glorify you. May our witness of life and testimony be to what you have done and what you are yet to do. And Father, we pray for our church and our community. We pray for your love and grace. We pray that you instill in us a mission that you've called us to and for here in our town to touch lives, to share the good news, to lift each other up, to share in fellowship, to share in outreach, to share in mission, to bring the diversity of who we are together, to touch the lives that no life be untouched. That no ear go without hearing the gospel message of love, grace, and Christ alone. Father, we pray for other churches and leaders in our community. Father, we pray for our nation during this turbulent time of unrest, uncertainty. Father, we would pray that in you we would find unity, singleness of mind, purpose for each and every life is precious. Each and every life is sacred to you. Every heart is redeemable. Every life savable in you. So, Father, help us to not lose sight that if there is an enemy about, it isn't of flesh and blood, but of spirits and principalities. Father, we pray for the leaders of our nation. Father, we would pray that your spirit would move within them. We would pray that agendas, animosities, angers, personal strife would be healed. We pray that you would lead us. And Father, we pray for a great repenting in this nation and a coming back to you. To center you in our schools, to center you in our communities, to center you in our governance, to center you in our personal lives and in our families. And Father, the prophet reminded us that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and repent of their sin, then I will hear their prayer, forgive their sins, and heal their land. Father, there are so many things that are going on in the world around us that are contrary to your very word. Let us repent before you. Not only in the confession, but in the turning away. Father, strengthen us in your service. Let us be bold in your witness, unwavering in our commitment and dedication to you. Father, instill in us your spirit, your word, your love, your grace. Let us have your eyes, your ears. Let us be your lips and words. Let us be your hands and feet. Father, there is so much broken that we ourselves often find ourselves not knowing what to do. But we are not helpless if we turn to you. We are not powerless if we trust in you. Father, let that be who we are. We pray for those in nursing homes, hospitals, and in their own homes. Father, comfort them and give them your spirit, your grace, and presence. And now may you hear us as we pray, as you taught your disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Galatians 6:6-10. Those who are taught the word must share in all good things with their teacher. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let's work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. The Word of God for the people of God.
The Golden Rule. How many of you remember the Golden Rule? Do unto others as they would do unto you, or before they do unto you. You know, sometimes we kind of mix that Golden Rule up a little bit. But just in case you ever wonder where that's at, you find it in Matthew's Gospel chapter 7 and verse 12, and then you find it in Luke's Gospel chapter 6 and verse 31. And here Paul is writing to the church at Galatia, and he is expounding and extending and defining, if you will, this Golden Rule teaching of Christ. And remember, Christ is dead. Christ has been dead for about 20 years when Paul's writing this letter. So they've learned some things, and they're making some applications of some things. So as you hear this, know that Paul's refining things. Now, the first part of my message this morning, I have to be honest with you, isn't very cheerful. You just need to know that. It might even be somewhat depressing, but I got to get you there. The message today is about reaping, and it is true that we will reap what we sow. Last week we talked about sowing, but this week it's about reaping. And reaping means that which, if you will, we have sowed into. Paul says here that if we sow into the flesh of the flesh, we will reap corruption. If we sow into the Spirit, then we'll reap the things of the Spirit. In my career, in my calling, for nearly 30 years now, I have done a lot of funerals. Dozens a year. Literally thousands over the years. I stood at the bedside of children to very old people. And I've been present when they left this life and entered the next. I have held husbands' hands as their wives passed away. I've wrapped my arm around wives as their husbands passed away. I've said prayers around the bedside of a dear parent who would soon be gone. Gathered families around to say final goodbyes. I've been to accident sites and accident scenes to identify bodies of people who were members of my churches. I've went to a family's home on a Father's Day Sunday morning to tell them their son had died. I've watched cancer steal lives, heart attacks suddenly end them. I've sat at kitchen tables and planned funerals. And I've listened as loved ones have told me about those who have passed away. I've listened to the stories. I've handed out many a handkerchief to dry away the tears. In a way, I have saw what's been left behind. The harvest. I've noticed that some people sow very different things in life. Sometimes the memories would be, he was really hardworking. She was really dedicated to her community service. But their kids hardly knew them. They were career oriented. They were activists in their communities. But their kids wasn't sure of any hobbies they may have had. Parents who wasn't sure of even the music that their kids listened to. Or maybe that they were addicted to TikTok. How many of you know what TikTok is? You need to figure it out because these kids are watching it. And some of that stuff is hilarious. You just have to know some of it is hilarious. Some of it not so hilarious. You need to know the music they listen to. I didn't say you had to like it. To be honest, I don't know if there's been good music written since 1982. I'm not sure. I've tried. I don't understand the rapping thing. That's what we do with Christmas presents and birthday presents. I didn't know it was a music genre. I'm not sure. Garrett enjoys it and does well at it. It's got a lot of poetry and symphony and all of those things. But I just can't figure it out. I just can't do it. And then I was listening one day, and this music come on, and it said, my mama said, knock you out. And I thought, what? And then another one said, who's got the keys to the Jeep? Whose Jeep is it? I'm not sure. I got Nicholas and Travis over here. I'm going to pick on everybody. I'm coming to you too in a minute, honey. Just warning, I may not have to go home with somebody else. Nicholas and Travis are addicted to tech decks. Anybody know what they are? Thank you, Travis. Nick don't know. Have you got one with you? Do you have one with you? What? You're really slipping, aren't you? They're usually, they're fingerboards, tech decks, and they're little skateboards that they do tricks with, and they slide them all around everything. Folks, is there a disconnect? How can we sow that we may reap? At those kitchen tables, sitting around those living rooms, often I hear great stories. Larry Kinley, his mom had only whipped him one time in his life. Once. Now his daddy had got him several times, but his mama only once. They were having their house painted. Larry wanted to help. They had a beautiful Siamese cat. The painters would not give Larry a paintbrush. Yes. Holding the cat by 4 feet, he dunked it in the paint and painted the house with the cat. And I asked him, his mama told me that story before she passed away, and I said, Larry, is there any validity to that story? And Larry said, total lie. And his brother Theron said, you just lied. You lied to the preacher. And Theron slid his chair back because he said, lightning's coming. He said, come out here. He took me outside and showed me because they left the wall where he had painted with the cat. He said, this is where he painted the wall with the cat. He said, that cat come loose and went up one arm and down the other one. And Larry had paint all over his head, face, and claw marks everywhere. I've heard great stories. You just wouldn't believe them. Laughter mingled with tears. I have heard stories of great sacrifice and deep love. I have heard stories about how moms did without that their kids might have, and I've noticed that most of the kids realized that it happened. I've sat down with families who would describe their loved one to me with he loved, she loved. And I always ask them, how did you know? They showed me. And do you know what I get to check in on then? They're always passing it on the same way. You see, we do reap what we sow. If we sow out of love and dedication, that will be the harvest that grows. Paul says that we are to do this with the right intent. It needs to be something that is as natural as breathing. It needs to be something that is part of what God has done in you, and what you do is an extension of what God has changed in your heart. I've heard stories about they were so stern, they were hard, they were tough, but they loved me. I hate to think today, as not a good kid as I was, what I might have become if it wasn't for the discipline in my youth. It takes love to correct. It takes compassion to challenge. It's harder to love that way than to be passive of everything. We do reap what we sow. As a community, we will reap it. As a nation, we will reap it. In the world around us, we will reap it. If you sow entitlement, you will reap entitlement. We've done that. If you sow hatred, you will reap hatred. We will reap what we have sown. And we as Christians, the challenge for us today, here this morning, is that we may examine what we are sowing. Look first into ourselves in truth. God wants to heal the brokenhearted. God wants to comfort those who mourn. God wants to forgive our sins, change our hearts, change our lives, change our attitudes, change our motivations to suit His will. What is God's will, Pastor? That we would love one another. That we would care. For you see, if we sow into a harvest of love, that will be the harvest we reap. Careful what we sow, for that is what we will reap. Paul says, don't give up on doing what is right. Don't grow weary in doing good, especially in the household of the faithful. Christians, we have to do that for each other. that it may grow out. The church has to be a living, breathing witness to the reality that God can change lives, change groups, and how an all for the world, if you will, an alternative. An alternative to hatred and anger and jealousy and strife, backbiting and backstabbing. A place where they can be themselves, even if that's not the best in the beginning. It'll change if you sow into it out of the Spirit. For there's one thing that in every inch of my ministry that I have learned, nobody is beyond redemption, no soul beyond salvation, no sin too big to be forgiven, and no life that can't be changed. And I've learned that with God, all things are possible. Amen. Heads bowed and eyes closed for just a minute. I'm going to ask you a few questions. This one's been one of those that is a little straightforward. And so will these questions be. Are you sowing the love of God in your life? Think about it. Are you sowing out of God's abundance in your life? Father, I am, Pastor, Father God, I am struggling sometimes to sow those kinds of things of which you spoke. Pray for me. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Amen. Pastor, it is difficult, but I want to sow into a harvest of love, grace, and mercy. Pray for me. Slip your hand up that I can pray for you. Pastor, I'm going to pray to serve God out of His blessings in my life. If you'll do that, slip your hand up. Amen. Pastor, I'm just struggling. I'm struggling with the world around me. I'm struggling with situations. I'm struggling with unknowns. I'm struggling because of news programs. I'm struggling because of social medias. I am getting down about everything around me. Would you pray for me? Slip your hand up and take it right back down. Amen. Well, I want to pray for us a little different prayer. And I'm going to ask you to join me in just a minute in this prayer. But let us pray. Gracious and loving God, I pray your Spirit among us. Stir within us with renewed conviction of our relationship with you. I pray that your Spirit move within us, stirring a love that may have been a little cold, that may have been a little distant. I pray that within each one of us, your love, your Spirit, and your presence empowers us, guides us, and lets us sow into a harvest that is blessed by you, led by you, empowered by you, energized by you. Father, I pray today that we as a small church in a small town, in a remote place in the country, could stir up some seeds of revival. Stir up seeds of love, grace, and mercy through and in your name. Not in what we do, but in what you can do with us. And Father, I'm going to ask them to voluntarily pray this with me. Father, I want to serve you. Father, I want to dedicate my heart to you. Father, I want to love my neighbor as myself. Father, I want to love as I have been loved. Father, I want to forgive as I have been forgiven. Father, forgive me my sins. Father, help me forgive others' sins. And Father, show in me your will, your presence, your power. Send me that I may serve at your will. Hear my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. In my ministry, I am always humbled that I am allowed to be a part of people's most broken moments, to be a part of their greatest struggles, to often see people at their most broken. I am humbled and I am honored that God would be able to use me, in those times. God wants to use us all to sow seeds that will produce a harvest that is love. May we go in grace, peace, and mercy. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to a worship service broadcast and recorded live at Rock Springs First Methodist Church with Reverend Jimmy Krishan. We are a traditional, Christ-centered, Bible-based faith community worshiping in the spirit of our Wesleyan heritage.